Well, it didn't surprise us because anything that this government does, which is not entirely legal, doesn't surprise us because this government has shown a pattern of doing things illegally, not following the Constitution. So he took it in his stride. But what we have decided is that we are not going to participate in the illegalities of this government. And consequently, today he's not going to go and appear at the ACC.
Mr. Sokota, are you therefore saying that it's illegal for the ACC to summon him over alleged graft that he purportedly committed whilst in office?
It is illegal because once you've summoned him and you're asking him to account, you have started the process of prosecution. And he's immune from prosecution unless, first of all, the government takes a motion to Parliament asking for Parliament to remove that immunity. At that stage, then they would be free and at liberty to summon him and to commence the prosecution process.
What do you say to supporters of the government who say that the president and his administration have promised to fight graft and Zambians have called on the government to root out corruption in the country? And they say this is part of the pledge to root out the menace in society. You call it illegal. So what do you say to supporters who believe or Zambians who want corruption to be rooted out?
Well, what I'd say to them is that if you really are interested in rooting out corruption, what you have to do then is take your case to Parliament, because that is the first step. You take your case to Parliament and say, these are the allegations, the specific allegations we have against the former president, and these are the bits of evidence that we have. And so we are asking you to help us in this fight against corruption by lifting the immunity. You don't embark on a fishing trip where you don't even have clearly defined offenses that you say this person has committed. And you just want to basically call them in and then you interrogate them endlessly in the hope of finding something. Beginning is you having some evidence that you produce to Parliament. And that's why there is that process, so that former heads of state don't just harass unnecessarily. Surely if he has done something wrong and you do have the evidence, you can present it to Parliament, for Parliament to make a decision as to whether or not there is sufficient grounds to lift immunity.
The ACC said that if the president refuses to adhere to their summons, they will take other legal measures.
Well, first of all, they are saying they'll take other legal measures. They've begun by not taking a legal measure, because, like I just explained to you, their summoning of him is totally illegal. So when they say they'll take other legal measures, I'm taking it to mean that they will embark on some other illegal scheme, because their first step was an illegal one. I just hope that these extrajudicial schemes that they have are not like some of the extrajudicial schemes that we've seen in countries like in Latin America, where you see extrajudicial killings, extrajudicial kidnappings, and so forth. I just hope that these are not the other means that they're talking about. And I think that it's incumbent upon them to specify what are these other means that they're talking about. Because the only means they have is to go and lift the immunity. That is the only legal mean and legal avenue that they have.